This remonstrance was used to display the consecrated bread that is miraculously transformed into the body of Christ by a priest during the Mass service, the central act of Catholic worship. Made in 1705 in Augsburg, Germany, one of the great centers of silver work, the monstrance stands some 85 centimeters tall and is an elaborate sunburst held up on a stand. Delicate needles of silver gilt radiate like the rays of the sun from a small round glass window, the focus in the center of the piece. On the fringes of the sun at either side, golden horns of plenty hold stalks of corn and vines laden with ripening grapes, a reference to the bread and wine used during the Mass. Above on either side hover silver angels in flowing robes, while other cherubic faces peer down at the small window from above. Beneath the window, the sun rays lead us to a silver relief depicting the Last Supper, the final meal eaten by Christ and his disciples before he was betrayed by Judas. It was at the Last Supper that Christ broke bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The 12 disciples sit at a long table, in the center of which is a gilt chalice. All look towards Christ, except one to the right, the figure of Judas, who turns his face away, hand clutching a money bag. But the most startling feature is that Christ himself is absent, his space at the table occupied by the small glass window. A priest would place the consecrated bread behind the window. As the bread has become the body of Christ, instead of an image of Christ, he is now present in person. This large piece of silverwork was clearly meant to be seen by the congregation, and at certain times would have been held up high in procession. The high-quality workmanship and attention to detail demonstrate just how important the monstrance was to the church and its followers.